USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With lawmakers back in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill working, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the United States cannot shut down again.
Cautious reopenings will need to proceed in ways that are as smart, safe, and data-driven as possible.
The Kentucky Republican also noting on the Senate floor coronavirus cases continue to surge across much of the country.
New spikes in large and economically central states show that we are nowhere near out of the woods.
The NFL is finalizing its coronavirus testing protocols as training camps are set to begin next week. The league announced players will be tested every day for the first 2 weeks of camp. Testing will then move to every other day if the positivity rate is below 5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to roll back the reopening of bars and restaurants to help prevent a surge of coronavirus cases. New York's governor specifically says crowds and mask violations at New York City bars and restaurants are a problem.
It's not just about you. It's about who you could infect and who you could hurt. And it has continued unabated. And it's getting worse.
With a majority of the focus on red states such as Florida, Arizona, and Texas, many folks forget that over 32,000 people died in New York from coronavirus. The House is honoring late Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis. Lewis passed away Friday after a long battle against cancer.
The chair asks that all those present in the chamber rise in a moment of silence in remembrance of the conscience of the Congress. The Honorable John Lewis.
Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former Walmart United States CEO Bill Simon and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley wrote an op-ed in Fortune expressing how American companies need to consider shifting production back to the United States, or at least source materials from U.S.-friendly companies. Simon telling CNBC...
Well, I mean, I've always been an advocate about consumption. I mean, production needs to be closest to the point of consumption. And I think that became really acute during the coronavirus issues. You know, we not only were there geopolitical risks associated with importing, you know, things that you need for your national security, but the timelines are substantially longer, you know, in the months and years to get some of these things made. And you saw how quickly when we engaged on things like ventilators and PPE, with U.S.-based companies that we were able to get them to market. The same is true for anything that you make, not just things with national security. The flexibility and, in the end, the cost can be lower because you produce them closest to the point of consumption.
Virginia kindergarten students will learn about institutional racism alongside the alphabet according to new curriculum created for the upcoming school year. Loudoun County is adding social justice to their teaching mission in their elementary school system. The Washington, D.C. suburb, the richest in the country, is teaming up with the left-leaning Southern Poverty Law Center to develop the curriculum. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.